Have you ever had thoughts like these? I don't have enough time. I'm too old to start something new. My past will always negatively influence my future. I don't have enough money. I don't deserve success. I'm so worried about what others are going to think about me. I'm not smart enough. I'm just not ready to start. I don't know where to start. All these thoughts are examples of limiting beliefs. So which of these thoughts are holding you back? Today, we're going to talk about it.
Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. If you have time, would you take a moment to leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcast? This is how other ladies just like you find this podcast. The link is in the show notes. Okay, let's get started. Today, we are going to talk about limiting beliefs. Ugh, I know that I have plenty of limiting beliefs. But what are limiting beliefs? They are conscious or subconscious beliefs that hold you back in some way. They are ideas that limit you, thoughts that keep you from reaching your full potential. These beliefs are often burned deeply into us, and they restrict us from developing into who we were truly meant to be. All of us have limiting beliefs. Sometimes these limiting beliefs originate in our childhood, instilled into us by our parents or friends. Other times, these beliefs are a result of trauma that we've experienced. Sometimes there's no obvious explanation for why these beliefs exist. Whatever the case, these beliefs are damaging us. They keep us from achieving our hopes, dreams, and goals. They make us fearful and hesitant. They stop us from taking action. They even affect our relationships with others. If we wish to achieve our true potential, we must destroy limiting beliefs that are holding us back. We must be set free from the lies and falsehoods that we believe, both about ourselves and about others. We must learn to see things as they truly are, rather than as we think they are. Brian Tracy said, "You begin to fly when you let go of self-limiting beliefs and allow your mind and aspirations to rise to greater heights." If we truly want to fly in this life, to reach our true potential, to fly to greater heights, then we must leave the limiting beliefs that are holding us back. But as Christians, we don't need to do it alone. The Bible has plenty to say about it. Over the next few episodes, you'll discover some common destructive limiting beliefs that are keeping you from achieving what you want to achieve. We will talk about common ideas around limiting beliefs, how to rewrite limiting beliefs through biblical principles, and specific action steps to take, including Bible verses that will destroy the limiting beliefs and help you to instill new empowering beliefs. Now, please understand, like I said earlier, I also have limiting beliefs, plenty of them. I have not overcome all my limiting beliefs. To me, overcoming limiting beliefs is an exercise that you need to do over and over and build that muscle of thinking new thoughts. So today we're going to talk about the first limiting belief. And that belief is, I don't have enough time. Last week we talked about time management for Christian moms. And you may have been listening to that and thought, you know, those ideas that Amy gave us are great and the 12-week year are great ideas, but I just don't have time for all that. I'm doing all the things. I'm taking care of my children. I'm running them here and there. I'm trying to establish a work-from-home business. I'm making all the meals. I'm cleaning the house. I'm serving at my church, and I'm trying to have friendships. Listen, I get it. I have had all the same thoughts, and I still have those thoughts. We live in such a busy world. And if you're like most people, you are extremely busy. You have children to take care of, projects to work on, things around the house to do, people to spend time with, administrative tasks like paying your bills and emails to answer. Not to mention, you're trying to earn money from home. You're so busy, you don't feel like you have enough time to do anything that really matters to you, to focus on your dreams, to achieve your goals. You feel like you're running in 1,000 different directions without really making much progress on anything. But simply, you feel like there isn't enough time in the day and week to do what really matters. You think to yourself, if only I had more time, then I could do the things that I really want to do. If I had more hours in the day, I could get more things done. And when you look around, you see that all your friends and coworkers are really busy too. So you simply accept the extreme busyness as the norm. Your limiting belief is that there isn't enough time in the day to get things done. But does that have to be the norm? No, it doesn't. Let's transform the limiting belief that there isn't enough time into a positive belief. I don't have enough time. Let's rewrite that belief. I have enough time for the most important tasks. My schedule gives me freedom from time pressures. I refuse to let time rule my life. I get things done without worrying about time. I am productive and make the best out of the time that is given to me. Remember last week's Bible verse? I redeem the time because the days are evil. There is a biblical principle found in Ephesians 4, 22 through 24 that I call the put off, put on principle. Here's what it says. That ye put off concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. In these verses, the Lord tells us to put off the old man and to put on the new man. We can do this with our thoughts. We put off the thought, I don't have enough time. We put on the thought, I have enough time to do the things that are really important. I imagine it like clothing. When I go down to the barn to do the chores, I get dirty and I smell like manure. When I come back into the house, I need to put off the stinky, dirty clothes. Now I need to replace those clothes with clean, fresh-smelling clothes. It is the same with our thoughts. We put off the stinking thinking, but we can't leave our mind empty or naked. We need to fill it with godly thoughts. Ephesians 4 goes on to say in verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Ooh, ouch, did that strike a chord with you like it did with me? Please don't think that I have this put-off principle mastered. It is a constant battle between the old man and the new man. I want to give you some practical ideas about the best way to make these new beliefs work for you. The best way to make this belief work for you is to work on the thing that matters to you the most, first thing in the day. By making quick progress on tasks that matter most, you'll feel more productive. You slash that limiting belief because you've accomplished something early in the morning. This principle is often called slaying your dragons. In other words, you slay the important task or your dragon first thing in the morning. Before you get started on 1,000 tasks that beg for your attention, give your full focus to one thing that matters to you most, to the thing that will move you forward. By doing the most important thing first, you rewrite your limiting belief that there isn't enough time in the day to work on what matters most. Your new belief becomes there is plenty of time to do what matters. Because I work on what matters first. My first thing that I like to do in the morning is read my Bible because that is the most important thing to me. But after that, instead of finishing up the dishes from last night or starting a load of laundry, I write down the goals that I have. I write down all the tasks that I need to perform in a given day. And then I organize those tasks by importance. Then I determine which one is the most important one for the day. And I give all my attention to working on that task, hopefully until it's done, but that doesn't always happen because then my children get up. And then I repeat this process each day. I know that I've gone through seasons where instead of working on that most important task in the day, I pick up my phone and I start to scroll. One thing that has helped me get out of that habit is to not have my phone by my bed. I leave my phone in the kitchen and my alarm goes off and I get up and I go turn the alarm off. So it's kind of killing two birds with one stone. Number one, I don't start scrolling on my phone first thing in the morning. And number two, I actually have to get up out of bed to turn off the alarm. And I do that quickly because I don't want to wake everybody else up in the house. There is more than enough time in each day for you to accomplish the task that matters most. You need to be dedicated and focused on getting the most important thing done each day. I know this sounds really difficult. You know I'm a big one on building habits, and once you get into the habit of doing this, just getting up 30 minutes earlier than you normally do, or if you're a night owl, staying up 30 minutes later and getting it done right before bed, and then it's practically done in the morning, right? So here are some action steps. Refuse to be easily distracted. Rather, slay the dragon first thing in the morning. Do the less important things later, after you finish the task that matters most. Be passionate about getting things done that are important to you. I want to give you a call to action. Now, if you're like me, you're probably doing other things while you listen to this podcast. Maybe you're out for a walk or you're doing the dishes or doing the laundry. But next time you get a chance to sit down, I want you to make that list. Make the list of the tasks that need to get done for the day and then prioritize them and then choose the one that's most important. And that way you'll be thinking about that as you go to bed this evening and you'll be able to get up in the morning and you'll have your first list already done. And maybe your list looks similar pretty much every day. I know mine does. I have a list of things that I need to get done each day. I don't really have to think about it too much. There may be things that are special here and there. If you're a routine person like me, you're doing the same things over and over. But I want you to move that needle forward so either you can build your business working from home if you're just getting started, or you can scale your business. Or maybe you're still trying to land that remote job. Maybe the most important task for you is to work on your resume, to apply to jobs, to follow up on jobs that you've applied for already. Whatever that task is, write it down. Do it first thing in the morning after your devotions. Thank you so much for listening today. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.